What's in the news? The Big Top folds.
It isn't relevant to people in the same way.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. That's how Kenneth Feld put it over the weekend as he announced the beginning of the end for the 146-year-old Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Shows are going to stop in May.
It's been through world wars. It's been through every kind of economic cycle, and it's been through a lot of change.
But it couldn't withstand higher costs, changing tastes, and pressure from animal rights activists.
This is absolutely a sign of our changing times, and we are asking all other circuses that use animals to follow suit, to retire their animals before they are forced to go out of business.
Ashley Byrne is with the group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Elsie Smith of the New England Center for the Circus Arts.
Circus speaks to people. It's a live art form. It is raw. It is real. And it can't be made unreal. And there is a place for it in our country. We just have to figure out what that place is.
It's hard to picture any kind of revival, even for Gary Payne, president of the Circus Fans Association of America.
Just America's living national treasure. It's no different to circus fans than it would be for the United States of America to close its national parks.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.